I should yawn. I slept in. I got up real early, and then I went back to sleep, and then I barely got up in time. Good morning. It's Thursday, August the 4th, and the Geyer Cook Report B2B Thursday is underway. Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
And so it goes. We just keep hitting them and getting them. I think we're just like three or four episodes away from 150. It just boggles the mind. And today on B2B Thursday, I'll ask for forgiveness now if we run over 10 minutes, but there's a number of things that we need to talk about. I'll get that done if I start talking about them. In the show notes today, which are available through a link at thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, as they always are, you can go there, click on the link for the August 4th episode. And today's episode is about five B2B marketing ideas to jumpstart your next brainstorming meeting. So when you have that brainstorming meeting, wouldn't it be nice to have a little guide to sort of overcoat the event and say, this is the things that we need to do, and we talk about. And the first tip, skip the fluff. B2B marketing rate case studies is one of the top three effective tactics for content marketing. So in case studies, they've got this huge document on the link there. It's 30-some page PDF file that's titled B2B Content Marketing 2016 Benchmarks, Budgets, and Trends in North America. So give that a look and use it as a guide. It's been kind of overshadowed by Content Marketing Institute, marketing professionals, and sponsored by Bright Cove. The table of contents there, you'll go through the table of contents and you'll say, oh yeah, we need to know about that. We need to know about the budget. We need to know about the challenges. We need to know the difference between B2B and B2C perhaps, etc. So it's all in that document there. Give that a look. And then the second tip that's under those tips is help them win. 65% of B2B buyers strongly agree that a B2B vendor should curb their sales messages to improve the quality of their content. That is to say, don't treat people like a machine, okay? You can be a brand, but be human, okay? And the first thing under that link and that tip is a free ebook, How to Generate Great Visual Ideas. They say that you can get information passed to a person 60,000 times faster with an image than you can with written words. So it might be time to have great visual ideas and not just a so-so visual idea and get that job done. And that's an important part of brainstorming, is having those marketing ideas. The third one that I talk about is try more engaging formats. Guess what the number one engaging format is? Yes, that's right, video. And I think we're doing it right. We're using a product to record the shows called Screencast-O-Matic that Eileen Smith told us about, and it's been very good. And I hope that you're engaged in using that. The graphic that they start on that link is it's not this one. I'm talking to the wrong link. So the fourth one, after engaging formats, play well with others, okay? And the information platforms are used to share information about products, about brands and stores and sales. Going back to May 2011, and percentage of respondents indicating very often there was people that used the websites over 50%. Using email, over 50%. Using an e-commerce site was over 40%. And the least used item was online feedback mechanism was 28%. And we know from using the Geyer Cook Report evaluation question, online questions don't work all that well. We have one. We'd love to have you click on it. If you see it in the show notes, give that a go. And lastly, the last tip, and I can see Tish going, oh, thank God it's the last tip. Don't worry, be happy. People don't buy or share things to please us. They do things because they want to. Rather than throwing corporate jargon at them, you know, buy Vitamin Hosting because company that believes if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. You know, don't do that. Give people what they want. Relatable, fun, relevant content generated by people just like them. So in other words, if you're going to talk to people, it's best to talk human. You'll get a greater response from people if you go, well, here's the things that we think you should apply. And as we've said many times before, the internet can do three things. You can entertain, you can inform, or you can provide contact information. So if you're going to entertain, look at that subheading that says, make it fun. If you look at the people that you buy from, it's the people that you like. And perhaps if you, because they've entertained you, you like them. Maybe. And the pearl in the oyster, the one more step that you get in this, that last tip has got a subscription offer to subscribe to Marketing Land. And on this side of the Marketing Land confirmation page is a counter. And guess what they're counting? It's the days until Black Friday. I said it, Black Friday. 112 days until Black Friday. So next Monday when you have your brainstorm session, as many people have them on Monday, that's the thing to do is to get yourself a plan, a brainstorming session related to Black Friday and get that task started. Because followed immediately after Black Friday is Small Business Saturday. It's a thing that American Express started. And last time I counted, there were over 80 million businesses using Small Business Saturday. Shop small is going to be a household word in a few more years, if it's not already. So that being said, I look to my co-host and say, did I forget anything? Oh, the show notes, they're all in the GuyerCookReport.podme.com as a shout out, the thank yous, the attaboys or attagirls, as the case may be, to all the people that we thank. And that's all I'm going to say about that because the queen of everything, my wife, says, you know, you do too much about the shout outs and stuff. Well, they're in the show notes. And on that note, we got it all.
We got it all.
Well, as you know, because Kelvin has something to do on Friday, the Friday show will be special and different. That's all I'm going to say. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.